Blog Talk Radio.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call the shots, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap.
I am so sorry. I'm like 5 minutes late. I apologize. Actually, I had two people to hit me up and say what happened. What happened was, unfortunately, I had my phone turned off, and it takes my phone forever to reset. So, yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Anyway, how is everyone doing tonight? I had to really think long and hard for a topic, because I have a lot of topics that are available for me, but I wanted to wait a little while before, you know, putting them on staff. But this topic is about friends and the second life. And the reason why it's about friends and second life, because I actually was in world, and there is a person that I had on my Facebook, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and add her, you know, to my in world, because I saw her name there, and I had told her that I was going to be doing the show, and that she wanted to be a part of it, so I added her. And as I sat and talked to her, she was extremely an interesting person. I was really like, wow, you know, we had a lot in common. We had talked about her doing poetry. We had talked about music a lot. Her name is Aaliyah. And I was really, really like, wow, you know, I never really talked to her in world before and never really, you know, talked to her on Facebook. I don't even know how we became Facebook friends, to be honest with you. But, you know, the conversation was, I mean, I think we talked for like almost an hour. It was really a good combo. And I was thinking to myself, how many people do you have that are on your Facebook that you don't have in world, but you know that they play Second Life? And how many people in world that you have on your friendship list that you don't even talk to? And the reason why I brought that up as a topic is because when Lee and I were talking, we were talking about the fact that, you know, she's met a lot of people, you know, and she's befriended them, and she doesn't really know a lot of people that's on her list either. And I thought to myself, that's me. I have a lot of friends on my friends list in world, as well as on Facebook. But honestly, I don't talk to these people. And the fun part about it is that I honestly think that if you don't talk to these people, I apologize. I just had someone to really interrupt me right now. I have my deepest apologies. I'm going to have to put the music on because I'm going to have to go open the door for someone who forgot their key. I apologize for this. like too done. It's like I never get anybody to hit me up, call me, come to my door, hit me up on Facebook or none of that shit until I am busy doing something unbelievable. I'm like pissed right now because I need to get back to where my mind was. I'm so just done. Anyway, my apologies, but as I was saying, how many of you have so many people that are on your Second Life and have no clue who they are? Absolutely no clue who's on your friendship list. I DJ, so I know a lot of people add me to their list because they want to hear me DJ. Well, I don't know, but they add me to their list for that reason. On Second Life, that's the basically the reason why a lot of people add me is because of that. I have no clue who half, I would even say 75% of those that are on my list are. I get a lot of conferences. I get a lot of people selling stuff and inviting to parties, going to the club, all that. But I never, ever know who they are. And maybe, what I need to do is start actually hitting each one of them up and just seeing what the hell's going on with them. I mean, really, the thing is with Second Life is that you can be friends with a lot more people if you just extend your hand out to do so. The good thing about it is that a lot of people add you because maybe they do want to have a friendship with you. Maybe that's what they want. Then again, maybe not, because a lot of people just want you to go to the club, just want you to hang at the club, do the club thing, because let's face it, right now that is the biggest thing, the club thing. That is the biggest thing in SL. There are so many DJs, me included, I'll say that. There's so many DJs that it's just absolutely insane. You can have 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 parties going at one time. And you may never have the same person at the party those one time unless they're club hopping. But honestly, I think being a DJ is like the biggest thing in SL. And a lot of people befriend you because of that, because they want you to go to where they DJ to or where they're hosting to or whatever. Long time ago, I say, when I first started SL, it wasn't like that. You had maybe 2 or 3 clubs, and you had a few DJs, and you had one stream. And normally the DJs worked for a radio station. The reason why I know this, because my family actually owned one of the first stations in game. So you worked for a radio station, and people just came to the club for the music. It wasn't all this hype it is right now. Like everybody hollering and going on. It wasn't all that. You know, you were there here to hear the music. If you had a good DJ, they basically would tell you what the song was, and that was about it. It wasn't like it is now. Now, it's totally different than what it is now. But back to what I was talking about. Being a friend in SL, I'm going to start hitting people up. I really am. On my Facebook, and on my friendship list in game, I'm going to start hitting people up and asking them questions. Matter of fact, tonight, I'm going to go ahead and make a list on questions I'm going to ask. Because why not? Why not be friends with these people? If they're hitting me up and I've got over 100 of them on my list, I'd like to know who's on my list. Who knows? I may even have people that I don't know, have a clue about, that can teach me things, that I may be able to teach something, maybe have them on my show, maybe somebody of interest, you never know. How many of you are up for the challenge of hitting people up, maybe 10 a day, that you really just don't know, that befriended you because you were at a club, that befriended you because you were at a store? Who's up for that challenge? I'm going to do it. 10 people a day on my SL and on my Facebook list. I'm going to hit them up I swear I am, and I'm going to start a conversation. I'm going to get to know you, whether you like it or not. I'm going to get to know about you, because God dang it, if you're on my list, I want to know who's on my list. Now, I'm serious about this. I know people are probably rolling their eyes and going, who gives a shit? I mean, but wouldn't you want to know who's on your list? I mean, when me and Aaliyah talked, I couldn't believe how much we had in common. This is someone that I've seen her post, liked her post every once in a while. She liked mine, back and forth, but never a conversation. I mean, you have people on your list, I'm sure, that's on Facebook that you see it every day, and then you really enjoy just like looking at their posts, whether it's negative, whether it's positive. If you like it, you click like. If you don't, you roll your eyes at it. But have you ever decided to just hit that box up and go, you know what? I don't know why you're on my Facebook, but yeah, I've been checking your feed out, and I like some of the stuff you have on, and so let's chit chat. Let's get to know one another. Have you ever thought about doing that? I mean, seriously? You may be surprised on who's at the other end of that. I'm going to start tomorrow. I really, really am. I have 366 friends on my list. Now, you know good and damn well, I don't know 366 people. You know it, and I know it. There's no way. I know all these people. They're on my list, I'm on their list. I'm going to start hitting them up. Now, I'm going to bypass all those that I do know, which is a lot of the top ones. I guess people you keep in contact with the most is on the top of your list. Those who I really have never talked to, I'm going to hit them up. I see two already that I'm going to hit up tomorrow. And I'm going to tell you guys how it went next week, if they cuss me out, if they cut my card. And then end game, I'm going to hit up maybe two a day. Maybe two. I think that would be fun too. Maybe invite them over for some tea or some cookies or something like that. Something fabulous. I mean, seriously, I know I'm doing it as a joke, but have you ever really thought about the friends you have on your list and why you have them on your list? I mean, there's a lot of people I have no clue how they got there. None. There were some people that I was even surprised that they were even on my list. I've seen a couple of them in game and got, dang, you know, they're on my list, but they're not on my list in game. I've got them on my list in Facebook, but I have no damn clue who they are in game. So, with that being said, if anyone's up for the challenge, let me know. Let me know how it goes. Let me know what you did, because I am truly going to do this as of tomorrow. And I'm going to let you all know how it went. Now, honestly, it may not even be a positive. Some people don't want to be bothered. Some people are basically just want to have friends and just to tally up to see that they have a lot. Some people may even be interested in even getting to know me. Who knows? May be interested even getting to know you if you just step up to the plate. I challenge you to do so. Anyway, I'm going to make this short tonight because I am, like, really ticked off that I was interrupted. And my whole focus right now is not where I want it to be because of this. Yeah, just one of those days. Anyway, Friday I hope to have a guest on. Not sure yet, but I hope to have someone on. But anyway, again, I know I said anyway. Make absolutely sure that you take up my challenge to hit someone up on your list. You don't have to do 10 a day. Do one a day. Do one a week just to get to know them. Just pick one person that you know you've never had a conversation with, that you know you've never, ever, ever talked to, but maybe you like their comment. You don't even know how the hell they got on your list. Just hit them up and see what is going on with them. you might be surprised, because I was truly, truly, truly surprised on how much me and Aaliyah had in common. So, you up for the challenge? Do it. Let me know. Send me a postcard. Send me a letter. Send me an IM. Send me a Yahoo. Sugarliciousme@yahoo.com. And let me know how it went, because I promise you next week I will let you know. Again, I am about to go. I say again a lot, don't I? I say again when I'm, like, pissed off and, like, really frustrated. I am so, you just have no clue. It's, like, all freaking day long, no one's bothered me. And the thing is with me is that I usually tell family and friends that, hey, I'm going to be doing, you know, DJing or doing my talk show at this time, so I would prefer that you don't bother me at this time. And normally that's what I do, because I don't want to be interrupted. Because as much as you think this might be easy, doing 30 minutes of talking on a subject is not really easy, especially when you have nothing written down. It's basically me just going off the flow. And it can be sometimes trying to search for things to talk about, trying to search for the convo, trying to make things interesting. I used to have an hour show, and believe it or not, I did pretty good for an hour. I'm doing 30 minutes right now because I haven't done this in fitness in about maybe 8 or 9 months. So I'm trying to get myself back into the swing of it, back into where I used to be. And when you have an interruption, it is extremely difficult to get back to where you want to talk. And that could go with anything. Anything you're doing, whether it's watching a movie, whether you're cooking or whatever, once somebody takes you out of that mode or out of that mood or out of whatever you're doing, it is kind of difficult to get back to that. You know, even though I told the person that I would be busy, at the time, I guess that didn't mean shit. Because what did they do? They came to the house and they knocked on the door. And not only did they come to the house and knock on the door, they had someone actually IM me on Facebook to tell me that they were at the door. And if this shit couldn't have waited until I was off air. Seriously. Who done that? But selfish people with nothing better to do with their lives. I know I sound like really bitter right now, because I'm like really pissed off, because I told this person not to come over here at this time. What did they do? They showed up anyway. They knocked on my door. I ignored it. I did. I heard them knocking, and I politely zoned it out and ignored them. So what did they do? They called my phone. I ignored that. Then after they did that, they had the nerve, the audacity, to have someone else hit me up on Facebook and say, so-and-so is outside and needs you to open the door. Can you do it, please? Anyway, I'm sure you'll hear them coughing in the background. I hope it's choking. But, yes, I am a bitter person right now. I really, really am. I'm telling you. I may even delete the show. That's just how pissed off I am. I may delete the show. So if you don't hear it now live, you probably won't hear it. Because I'm sure I'm going to end up deleting it. That's just how pissed off I am right now. Seriously. I'm just done. Done. So I'm going to end, you know, before I end up being in a car chase with the police behind me after I've done something I would regret. So I'm going to leave raw. I'll see you Friday. Probably with a better topic and no disruptions, okay? But do take my challenge. Make sure that you do hit someone up. If it's just one person a week, just to get to know them, because you might be pleasantly surprised, okay? Thanks so much for listening and to allowing me to vent. All right? I'll see everybody on Friday. Good night.